you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
Capture the revelation through meditation. Capture the revelation through meditation. Let's go on a little bit further. I see you don't like that either. But that every now and then you teach something they don't like, so you got to keep going, you know. That's not all of you, just some of you. 1 John 3:7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous. Now, what are they saying who's righteous? The people who do. Who are they saying is justified? The people who do. Who are they saying in faith? The people who do. Where does it let you stop short of doing and still be justified? Stop short of doing and still be in faith. When faith without works is dead, you have to do works to do. You can't be in faith, you can't be justified, you can't be righteous for God if you don't do. Where does that leave you if you're not justified, declared righteous by God, declared just by God, and you're not in faith? Where do those people go? Doesn't matter if they go to church, they go to hell too. Because they're not justified, they're not righteous, and they're not in faith. Doesn't matter what you confess or what you say. If you're not a doer of the word, you're headed to a bad place. And that's not who we want to be. I don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. So all we have to do is get in gear. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Looking at the word of God every Sunday, every Wednesday, opening up your Bible and study. Looking at it, then it's seeing you. Oh, I don't like that. Then you walk away and forget what manner of person you were. Because they look into the word, which is the perfect law, or another word for it is a mirror. Because the word of God doesn't show me the way I think I am. The word of God doesn't show me the way I would like to be. The word of God shows me just as I am. Be a doer of the word. In Romans 13:10, are you over there? Romans 13:10. And here it says, love works no ill, and my Bible says evil. Love works no evil to his neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Anybody around you. They don't even say just fellow Christian. Love works no ill to his neighbor. No. That's not italicized. It was in the original language. It still means none. Love worketh no evil to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of all the law of God. They're not talking about the Old Testament law. They're talking about just the word of God. If you walk in love, all that other stuff you never do. You won't envy. You won't strife. You won't slander. You won't backbite. You automatically, if you walk in love, rejoice with them and rejoice. You won't be a person saying, you know, they always getting something and they showing it around and people, they just trying to show everybody what they you love and just say, praise God. That's awesome. That's a blessing. You know, there are some people that are so evil in their heart and so loveless that they get mad when other people get blessed. They actually get mad. It makes them angry that somebody else has something they don't have. Somebody else is blessed when they're not blessed. And see, I ain't picking nobody. All of us got our issues. But I'm saying to this point, love works no ill. The Bible talks about love thinketh no evil of anyone, but thinks the best of everyone. Love is kind, love is gentle, long as love's long-suffering, love's temper. All the fruit of the Spirit is manifested in love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. That's why it says the fruit of the Spirit is, not the fruits of the Spirit are. The fruit of the Spirit is love, manifested in temperance and joy. And it's only one fruit of the Spirit, is love. If you keep reading through all these things, the total of the law is love. The totality of this is love. The fulfilling of the law is love. And this one commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself, it's all love. Those other ones are just manifestations. If you love somebody, you'll be temperate and patient with them and self-controlled. If you love them, you'll be kind to them. If you love them, you'll be gentle to them. Those are manifestations of love, but the fruit of the Spirit is singular. It is love. Right. Don't deny fruit of the Spirit. It's one fruit of the Spirit, love, manifested in nine, and not just nine, it's manifested in other ways. Let's go a little bit further here. It says, what it's telling us here is we should practice the word by walking in love. Let's look at one more, then we'll be just about ready to close. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. It says, be careful for nothing. Now, sometimes people get mad at me because I don't care.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy of Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
So nine fruit of the Spirit. It's one fruit of the Spirit, love, manifested in nine, and not just nine, it's manifested in other ways. Let's go a little bit further here. What it's telling us here is we should practice the word by walking in love. Let's look at one more, then we'll be just about ready to close. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. It says, be careful for nothing. Now, sometimes people get mad at me because I don't care. Pastor Cook, the space shuttle, all those people are dead. Don't you care? No. I can't do nothing for them. They're either going to heaven or hell. Now, I can pray for the family to help God through the grieving, but no, I don't. They're dead. What can I do? What is my caring going to do? And don't dress up care and worry and get them mixed up. Worry and care. God commands me, cast all of your care over on the Lord and let him care about that for you, because he can handle the care. We go crazy caring about everything. Do you know how many people I pastor? How many people's cares, if I carried them, I could not study the word. I'd be too busy. Oh, God, why, God? I'd be carrying that care. Then somebody else called with a care. Oh, God, and that one too. God, looks like Satan is just winning, Lord. Why? It's not even worth it. And I come preaching, I have nothing but cares. And I'll do like they do at those church. We've got Sister Jones in the hospital and we want to pray for her. And we've got Sister Mary and we want to pray for her. Those who need to know, know. I'm not saying that's evil, but I'm saying some people carry the care and then carry it to the whole congregation. Do you know it only takes one person in faith to change something? And the main person in faith is going to deal with it is the sick one. They're in a coma, you can believe for them. But other than that, you hooking your faith up with theirs. If they ain't got none, ain't nothing you going to do. Right. You're not going to override their faith. Right. Like Brother Hagin said, if you throw it in neutral, maybe I can believe for you. But if you out there, God teaching you a lesson by making you sick, I ain't wasting my time. Guess what? I don't care. Because I can't carry all that. You can't carry all that. How many people are carrying everybody's cares and doing nothing for Jesus because they're busy carrying the care of everybody? They try and give money to every hungry person, try and give to every starving child in the world. They ain't got no money, can't tie, the church going under, but they care about everybody and they think that's the Christian thing. Do you think Jesus just walked around worried, full of care? I don't want to go to Capernaum. It don't matter. There's more sinners there. I ain't used to going there. I don't want to go. What about these people here? I just care so much. The burden of the people, I just can't make it. Paul didn't even say care. He said the concern for the churches. Because Peter said, cast all your care on the Lord. He cares for you. He's got broader shoulders than me. He can carry everybody's care. What I do is I pray the word of God over the situation, and then I don't care anymore. I forget about it. That doesn't mean I go revisit the person and check in and see how they're doing, that I might shore up their faith and build them up and keep them encouraged in faith. But that's not, don't get a mistake for care. Care is a negative thing, not a good thing. You might be calling something good care, and maybe it's just a nomenclature and a syntax problem. But God says care is not, it's a bad thing for you to carry, cast it. Because it's like worry. And you're not going to change. One man, what man by taking thought can add one cubit to his height? Right. What can you do by caring? If there's something you should do when you see it, pray, give money, whatever, act on it. Immediately, the Spirit's leading you, and let it go. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, this is what you do. Don't carry the care, this is what you do. I'm just trying to be biblical. Teach you to be biblical. Be careful for nothing. Don't carry the care of it, but in everything you pray. And so make supplication and thank God for the answer coming that you prayed about. And let your request be made known to God. Don't carry the request. Don't carry the weight. Don't carry the burden. Make it known to God. Pray and leave it with him. Amen. There's too many people with too many problems to carry the cares of them all. You're just one person. But when you hear about it, pray the word. Speak the word. Supplicate. And then go on. And leave it with God. God, I thank you so much you got that taken care of. I thank you your will is done in that matter, Father. I thank you that the best can be done is done in that situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Next. You got time to be carrying one to the next one? Wear you out. It's like playing golf. You mess up one hole and try and carry the next hole, you mess up all the rest of the holes. I play golf with the guys, I say, forget about it. But it says, be careful for nothing. You know there's no thing again, not in italics. God said, translated from the Greek, be careful for no thing. Yeah, but I got to be careful about this. I got to care for that. I got to care. I'm an irresponsible parent. The world would tell you you're irresponsible if you don't care about all this stuff. But God says, be careful. Be not full of care about any of this stuff. Be careful for nothing but everything, prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be near to God. And if you do that, if you don't carry all the cares, but you cast in the Lord and you pray and you let it go, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And if you don't do that, you won't have no peace of God. You'll just have care. And you'll have a bad night's sleep, and that'll make you tired the next day. And you'll be carrying it for a long time, till soon you get fired because your work performance suffers. Then you're not ministering. Then you don't feel like going to church. Then you may end up in hell. All because you carry care when God said, be a doer of the word, careful for nothing. If you don't be a doer, it always costs you. One step out of faith, it's a step into sin. It always costs you. Amplified says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God, and God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. But many people want verse 7, but won't be a doer of verse 6. They want the peace of God, but they won't do the word of God, and they won't cast it. Jesus said in John 4:34, he says, my existence is to do the will of him that sent me. Write that down. We're not going to turn there, but we'll close with John 4:34. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of the Father that sent me. He said, my existence is to do. We're Christians. Our existence should be to do. To do what? To do the word. Point number one, to how to train the human spirit, meditate on the word of God. Point number two, practice the word of God. Point number three, give the word absolute priority in your life. And we're going to point four, immediately obey the voice of the Spirit. That's how you train the human spirit. Let's bow in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit of God ministering to us tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you're guiding and directing us, that we can all come into the point by demonstrating what you're teaching us and being doer of last week's word, doer of this week's word and the next week's word, that we come to the point where we hear your voice. We will know your divine unctions and promptings. We'll know every step that we should take, and we'll be unctioned and prompted and led of the Holy Spirit, maturing God to know which steps we shouldn't take. Life won't be a question anymore. It won't be a mystery. We'll know in all things how we should react, because the Spirit shall guide us and lead us and be our paraclete and our helper, and we'll hear his voice just like you promised, Jesus. We thank you for the saints today, and we thank you for the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a moment longer.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled Train the Human Spirit.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors.